Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we meditate on the first epistle of St. John, chapter 3, beginning with the first verse. The world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, the name which is above every name, dear friends in Christ. In 1950, a Louisiana businessman and his wife happened to be visiting London when they purchased at auction a painting for $120. Entitled Salvator Mundi, it was a depiction of Christ holding a transparent orb in his left hand. It was thought to be by a student of Da Vinci's, but that couldn't be proven, thus the low price. Turns out it wasn't by Da Vinci's student. Scholars later verified that it had been painted by Leonardo da Vinci himself. And recently that painting was sold at auction for nearly $500 million. Sometimes the real value of something precious can go unnoticed for a long, long time, like that painting that hung in an obscure Baton Rouge living room for over 50 years before it was realized what it was. Then suddenly its true value is revealed. You, however, don't have to wait, because the Apostle John tells you in our text just exactly how valuable and precious you are in the sight of God. It's all revealed in the wonderful name that he's bestowed on you. Our theme again, Child of God is the most revealing name of all. That precious name of God, that God has given us reveals how much he loves us, as we discussed in my last chapel talk. But it also reveals how little the world knows us. John says, therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Have you noticed how unbelievers just don't seem to get Christians? No one who isn't a Christian himself can truly understand what a Christian is. On the outside, of course, we look the same as they do. So they assume that we're essentially the same on the inside as well, other than our rather naive religious superstitions, they think, we're just the same. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth. Scripture says we're not like them at all. Paul says in 2 Corinthians, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Yes, on the outside, we look the same. Even John admits, it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But inside, we're different. We're children of God, reborn by faith in Christ. And that's a radical change. In calling us his children, God has separated us from out of the world and set us apart to be his own by faith. And that's a big, big change. The world didn't understand Jesus, and it doesn't understand us either. Jesus told his disciples, if you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. We shouldn't expect the world to understand us or to love us. We're God's children. We're these new creatures. We're as different from them as chalk and cheese. As different as if you and I had been born in another world, which in a sense we have been. One thing's for sure, we're certainly destined for another world. Another reason why Child of God is the most revealing name of all is because it reveals how great a glory awaits us. John says, Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. In 1987, the largest diamond in the world was discovered. In the premier mine in Pretoria, South Africa, they discovered the Golden Jubilee diamond, which weighs 545 carats and is valued at least $12 million. What's interesting is that its extreme value was not immediately recognized when it was found. Before it was cut and polished, it really just looked like a big brown rock, rather dull and ordinary. In fact, it didn't get its name, Golden Jubilee, until it had been cut. Before that, it was simply called Unknown Brown. My Christian friends, the world may see you as Unknown Brown. They may even call you Unknown Brown or something similar, but that's not what you really are. For God has given you a different name, a name much better even than Golden Jubilee. He's called you Child of God. Think of this. What future glory is concealed inside our drab human flesh? One writer put it this way: not yet has God made a public display of the glory that belongs to his children, the inheritance incorruptible, unstained, unfading, reserved for us in heaven. Not yet do we bear the white robes, and not yet does the crown of glory sparkle on our brow. These jewels are invisible to the physical eyes. But you're wearing them. You're wearing them right now. And the day is coming when those jewels will be revealed and the glory of God's children will be plain for all to see. What kind of glory will the children of God have in heaven? God in his word doesn't tell us really a whole lot about heaven, but John gives us clues as to what that glory will be like. He says, we shall be like him, like Jesus. We will have a glorified body like his. We will have perfect righteousness and holiness like his, no longer subject to that aggravating, stubborn, sinful flesh. And perhaps best of all, we will see him as he is. All of us have seen many artist depictions of what Jesus might have looked like, but those are merely speculation. The day is coming, however, when all the speculation will end, and the redeemed children of God will meet their Savior face to face and find out what he looks like. But not only that, also know him as he has always known us. We will understand him and love him just as he has always understood and loved us. For Paul says, now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. We'll finally be able to properly thank him for the great sacrifice that he offered for us on Calvary's cross, the sacrifice that accomplished my redemption and yours, the sacrifice that closes hell's gates with a clang behind us and makes the gates of heaven swing open before us. May the Lord hasten that glorious day and the final redemption of all of those who are called by that precious name, Child of God. Amen. We'll conclude with stanza 1 of hymn 334.